Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, we are going to be going to our very next guest, which is already on the line. Patience is going to be talking to us in a short bit. Let's actually get to her. Good afternoon to you, Patience.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. Thank you so much for coming on board and talking to us this afternoon. We are talking about a Voice of Prophecy lesson, and the theme of the lesson today is, does God forget those who sleep in death? Yes. You know, we've come to learn that the dead know nothing, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, I think verse 5, but that they are asleep and unconscious of what is happening around them, waiting for Christ to wake them up in the first or the second resurrection. But what happens to their place in God's heart? That's what we want to address. So please, Mam Ncube, summarize us this lesson for us. Does God, in fact, forget about those who have died?
Okay, thank you so much for the question. Oh, there's an echo.
You have an echo?
Yes. I don't know if you can fix that from your side.
No, I think on our side, you're perfect.
Okay, then that's fine. So just to answer the question, God can never forget anyone, right? So there's a verse in the Bible that says he knows the number of our hair, right? And let me start by saying that if Christ did not die for us, then we were going to be hopeless. Then nothing was ever going to happen. We were going to die an eternal death. But because Christ died and he was resurrected, then we know that we also who believe in him are going to be resurrected, right? So one of the verses that I actually loved was in Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, which says that, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God, right? So you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. Then it says that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. So when we die, it's not as if God has forgotten. It's not as if God has erased everything. The memory of our individuality will always remain in our Savior's mind. So those who have died, you know, your Abrahams, your Isaac, everybody that has died, God has them in mind, right? Yeah, so he does not forget about us. And as we understand the concept of death as explained in the Bible, we know that death means to sleep, right? So it's a temporal state of unconsciousness. So if it is just sleep, then there is a presupposition that there must be an awakening that must happen. So now imagine if God would forget, then there will be some sort of confusion. So who do I wake up to be? So if we know that death means that we are sleeping, and we also keep in mind that God does not forget anyone, God knows us all. He said, when the psalmist writes, he says that he knew me when I was in my mother's womb. So the very person who knows you from when you're in your mother's womb, who knows the number of your hair, who knows literally everything, you know, from the beginning to the end, he knows everything. He cannot forget those that are dead. So though they are sleeping and they are waiting for resurrection, the dead do not know nothing, as we have already explained that the dead, they cannot think. There are no activities that they are doing. They're literally just sleeping. But God, you know, in his immortal being, in his eternal being, right, he cannot forget us. He does not forget us. So we sleep, those that are dead are sleeping, knowing that God is going to resurrect them when he comes.
Indeed, there are those who are sleeping who are not aware of any resurrection at all. Is God going to do anything about those?
Yes. So I think you've mentioned that there are two types of resurrection. So there's the first resurrection and the second resurrection. And with the plan of salvation, because God intends for everybody to be saved. So at some point, each and everyone has had some form of light, and people have decided, okay, I'm going to reject or I'm going to accept. So when the time comes for resurrection, whether it's the first or the second resurrection, everybody will get to a point where they agree that, of course, we were told about this. Of course, there was some form of light that God did try and and give to us. So the first resurrection would be then for those who died and they were believing in God, right? Remember John 3 verse 16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life. So the eternal life, we receive it on the first resurrection. So when you die, you don't receive eternal life. At that point, it is not immediate, right? It happens when we are resurrected on the first resurrection, only for the people who believed in Christ, who put their faith and their hope, and who accepted the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Then those people, when they are resurrected, are then taken to heaven. Because what's the point of being resurrected in the first resurrection and you are just here on earth doing nothing, right? So God is very intentional. And then you have your second resurrection. So this is when after 1,000 years, I think we did the study on the millennium. After 1,000 years, then there is the second resurrection. So this is for the people who died and they did not accept Jesus Christ. They did not repent from their sins. And when they are resurrected, they are going to be condemned. As the Bible does say that there is the resurrection of the righteous who are going to go to heaven and the resurrection for eternal death, condemnation. Right. And just to, as we are speaking about this resurrection, right, Paul actually writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's read verse 51. Just a moment. So he says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed." He says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." So verse 52 then tells us and reassures us that the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And then the verse that we read in Colossians tells us that we shall appear in his glory. And again, Paul also writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where he says that, "I do not wish for you guys to be ignorant. Those that are sleeping, when Christ shall come, he is going to raise them." So we do have the assurance. We know that resurrection is going to happen. Those who died without knowing it, right, it's still going to happen to them. Everybody's going to be resurrected. We are either in the first or the second resurrection.
Mm, beautiful one, beautiful one. Thank you for that. Now, I want us to actually go and I like this thing of resurrection, but I'm actually worried about those who actually may not even know what kind of resurrection they are going to be experiencing. But the beautiful thing, though, about all of it is that everybody is going to be resurrected. Now, there are times when God says, "I turn a blind eye to the times of ignorance."
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who have not come to know Christ. These are the people who have not had any relationship whatsoever. Do we have any knowledge of what happens that with that?
Yes, we do, right? Okay, so the people who are going to be resurrected in the first resurrection are people who believed in Christ. Yeah? So let's go back. Maybe let's speak about the Quaisons. Maybe at that point, the Bible was not there and they did not have a knowledge, right? So the Bible says that everyone is going to be judged according to their doings. So despite the fact that there was no Bible, they did not get a study on what it means to be resurrected or what it means to believe in the law of God. But then what God has done throughout history for each and every person that has been created and lived on earth, God has put a conscience in us, right? When you do something, you know, your conscience or the Holy Spirit rather would say this is wrong and this is right. So even in a country where maybe there's no Christianity, there is a constitutional law. And when you look at those laws, most of the time they are in line with the Bible, because we all know without even reading the Bible that stealing is wrong, that murder is wrong, that fornication is wrong, right? And also your conscience will tell you that those things are wrong. So for those people who did not get an opportunity, right, but they acted when the conscience told them they are going to be saved. Mm. But when your conscience told you that stealing is wrong and you continue to steal, then you're not going to be saved. You are going to have to wake up in the second resurrection. Mm. So God has made it a point that everybody will have a chance. You know, that's why when Christ shall come, when sin is going to be destroyed, everyone is going to bow down and say, yes, his judgments are just, you know, he has done right. He is the faithful and he is the true witness, because we will all agree and we will all understand. So for each and every one of us, God has made a point that we know the light. Some we tend to reject the light on our own. Mm-hmm. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. Now, you know, since the creation of this world, and we're told that it's about 6,000 years old, many people have come to live and they have died. I mean, 6,000 years already, and many have died out there. I believe billions already are underground. Do you think that each and every one of them will be remembered, whether good or bad?
Yes. And that's what makes God to be God, you know. Mm-hmm. God is not like us. We have a short memory. I'm sure you've forgotten what you had for breakfast yesterday, you know. But mm-hmm. God is not like us. The Bible says that he does not sleep, neither does he slumber. So when the Bible says he's the Alpha and the Omega, indeed, he is the Alpha and the Omega. It says that he knows the end from the beginning. So when something begins to happen, he already knows the end of it. So there is no way God can forget everybody that has ever lived on earth. And the Bible teaches us that when Christ died, he died for the very firstborn of earth. He died for Adam. He also died for the very one that's going to be born just before he comes, right? And when at the time that he died, the last born of earth was not born. It's not even born yet. But Jesus has already died for that person. So God, in his infinite wisdom, in his all-knowing, in his omnipresence and all of that, he cannot forget. He knows everybody by name, so he cannot forget any of us.
Man, that's actually a powerful thing about being a God. Now, lastly, before I let you go, how should all of this affect the way we approach the matters of death and loss?
I think it's very much important to understand that we don't know when we are going to die. I could drop dead right now on this phone call. And so it's very much important that when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you know, maybe through your conscience, when somebody is preaching to you, when you're reading the Bible, you need to heed to what God is telling you. Because at the end of the day, what is important is how you lived your life. And when you are dead, and we have explained this, that when you are dead, you cannot change your lives. You cannot think, you cannot make any decisions. So it is basically done, right, mm-hmm. for that moment. And when we wake up, you wake up from where you stopped. So if I died and I was a sinner, when I wake up, I want to continue doing that. So it's very much important that while we still have an opportunity right now, let us accept the light. Because the thing about rejecting light is that we get even more stubborn. You know, think about Pharaoh. The first plague that came, and he became stubborn, and the plagues became, you know, more excruciating. And then eventually all the firstborns had to die because he was so stubborn. Mm-hmm. Read the book of John, you know, when the Pharisees were rejecting the light, eventually they wanted to kill Christ, and they did kill him because they first rejected the little light that was being given to them. And the more they rejected the light, the more hardened they were. So let us not reject the light that Christ is giving us, that God is giving us on a daily basis, because we are going to be held accountable. You know, we are going to be reminded, but we told you about this. We spoke about the state of the dead. We spoke about resurrection. You did not want to listen at that time. So let us not take these opportunities for granted, right? So I like the verse that you mentioned, that he blows away and he winks at our moments of ignorance or not knowing, right? Mm-hmm. God is so loving and he's so merciful that he knows that, okay, in the past 10 years, you were ignorant, you did not understand all of this. But now that the time has come, right? Now that the time has come, then you need to heed to it. You need to be obedient to the law of God. And when we read Revelations chapter 12, verse 17, it speaks about, you know, the remnant, the ones that keep the commandments of God. The commandments of God are in the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So for us to be resurrected in the first resurrection, for us to sleep knowing that we are going to be resurrected and we are going to go to heaven, we need to hold on to the promise of God and hold on to the commandments of God.
Beautiful stuff. Patience Ncube, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fantastic one. I believe we're going to be talking again tomorrow at the same time and same place. But for this afternoon, man, I must say thank you so much and appreciate the time that you have made with us here on Adventist World Radio. Blessings to you.
Blessings. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.